This is Bird Note. April is National Poetry Month in the U.S., and to celebrate, we're featuring some of our favorite contemporary writers' work about our feathered friends. Sydney Wade is the author of Bird Book, a poetry collection entirely about birds. She's been an avid birdwatcher for nearly two decades, ever since tagging along with her local Audubon group.
I remember very clearly the moment it happened. The group leader managed to find a small bird that's usually pretty hard to see. It's called a northern parula, and it's extraordinarily beautiful, and they usually hang out in the very tops of trees, and so unless you're looking for them, you just won't see them. And when I finally got this little bird in my binoculars, I started screaming. Just, it's so beautiful. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. When you get a spectacular looking creature in your binoculars, it looks like you're standing right next to it. You just lose yourself. It's a very zen kind of an experience.
Since first spotting that northern parula, Sydney has learned a lot about birds. But for even a lifelong birder, there are days where you learn something new and entirely unexpected. Here's Sydney with a poem about one such encounter with a double-crested cormorant.
Blue. The great blue song of the earth is sung in all the best venues, treetop, marsh, desert, shore. And on this spring day in the wetlands where, under a late sun, we stand alone and in love with each other and the passing day. We watch a cormorant whose eye is ringed in blue diamonds, a shimmering lure, and we love this blue and this dark bird and this deepening sky that pinks and hums in the west. And then the bird opens his beak and flutters his throat, and the late afternoon light illuminates the inside tissue of his mouth, which is as blue as his ocular jewelry, as blue as the bluest ocean, as blue as the sky in all its depth, as blue as the back of the small and determined beetle who struggles to roll his enormous dung ball in his own breeding bid to enchant another small blue miracle.
Sydney had this discovery at one of her favorite birding spots, Sweetwater Wetlands Preserve, near her home in Gainesville, Florida.
There are tons of cormorants out there, and they get this beautiful sapphire ring around their eye. And I had not known until just a couple of years ago that the inside tissue of their mouths, their beaks, turns blue as well. That's the first time I'd ever seen it. The sun was just right. You know, its mouth was open, and you could look right in to this blue gullet, which was just astonishing. It is just astonishing color.
Anyone who's been birding, or even just marveled at the little brown birds in the backyard, knows how beautiful birds can be. And Sydney Wade's writing captures that beauty on the page. Find a whole lot more of her poems about birds in her collection, Bird Book. There's a link at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.